So what's the most popular, most valuable, we should say, college majors? A new ranking is out. Joining us this morning is Adrian Garcia from Bankrate.com. Adrian, good morning. Welcome to the opening bell.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, the envelope, please. This Bankrate survey or ranking has the most valuable college majors. What are they?
Yes, what we found was really dominated the list is the STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, all earning six figures, the top five for us. Coming in at number one is the actual science degree.
So an actuary, a numbers counter.
Exactly. Actuaries are basically the best way to think about them, or easiest way, is the people who set the premiums for our car insurance, our health insurance, our home insurance, and they also make sure the insurance companies have enough money set aside to pay out the claims when we go to them and need to cover something.
I have a friend who's an actuary, and he will take my age, a couple of other factors, whether or not I smoke or not, and can tell me about when I'm going to die.
Yeah. They have a job that's not always fun to talk about at dinner parties, partly because they have to deal with mortality rates, basically, when people are going to die. That's one of the things that count.
Yeah, the average income, $108,658. Number two was a surprise, zoology.
Yeah, that's surprising a lot of folks. It has a really good income of $112,000 on average, roughly. Unemployment rate is super low at 1.4%. But you see a lot of people with that undergrad go on to get a master's or doctorate degree, suggesting maybe they're going in the med field or using that zoology other than to study animals.
That was going to be my next question. Is there any way to find out, or do you know what those folks who are doing zoology are doing out there and why they've chosen that field?
This study definitely takes into account what people studied and, you know, what percentage of them got advanced degrees as well as their unemployment and income. Unfortunately, we didn't look at what they did with those degrees, but questions like zoology make you kind of wonder, and I think that's something we'll definitely consider looking at in future years.
Yeah. Number three, nuclear engineering.
Yeah, we can expect all of the engineering majors to do well. No engineering majors are eating ramen noodles based on this study, but average income there was $109,000 roughly, and unemployment rate was 1.9%. So, again, bolstering these STEM jobs, a lot of them pay really well.
Yeah. Health and medical prep programs, number four. Applied sciences, number five. Were there any surprises on the list, on the rankings in your mind?
No, I guess I've been saying this several times. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but STEM dominated it. The only time you saw a non-STEM major was number 14. That was public policy, suggesting maybe some of our public politicians or lobbyists or, you know, others in the social space are able to also earn a good income. But other than that, science, technology, and engineering, just top 20 spots dominated.
Yeah. Let's go to the other side of that list. What did the ranking show that were the least valuable college majors?
Sure. So if science, all that, dominated the top, arts and humanities really fell to the bottom, with the miscellaneous fine arts degree coming in dead last. It's already kind of a vague degree because it's not theater and dance, it's not visual and performing arts, so it's vague there. Average salary is $41,000. But unemployment rate is super high at 9.1%.
Wow, that is pretty high. Let's see some of the others there at the bottom. Visual and performing arts. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say that's another fine arts degree. You were going to say cosmetology and culinary arts.
Yeah. And then clinical psychology is down there, composition and speech as well. All of those down near the bottom.
Yeah, none of those degrees fared well. I'll point out clinical psychology. I think a lot of us think of that as more of a professional degree. You could probably find jobs there. Average income is $51,000. But the point that pushed up because so many of those students had to go on to get a master's or doctorate degree, suggesting that they might have to take on more debt or reach into their savings before they can start working.
Adrian, what is the takeaway here? Obviously, if you're out looking for a job that is going to earn you a lot of money and keep you employed, these rankings are important. But should we look at this as perhaps that some of these degrees are not valuable? I mean, isn't all college sort of valuable in a way?
Yeah, I think the overwhelming research out there is no matter what, getting a degree is still in the long run going to be better for you than if you didn't get one. I think what you need to do if you're looking at a list like this and picking a major or thinking about a student you have at home is realize that they're probably not going to pick their major based off of how much money they can earn. Most of us didn't do that. So you have to balance what your passion is with being practical. That might mean living with roommates during college. That might mean going to a community college instead of a four-year institution, or living in a market that's cheaper.
Yeah, and that was going to be another question here. You know, we look at some of these STEM degrees. It's probably pretty expensive to get one of those degrees, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely depends on where you're going. If you're going to a more prestigious four-year school with the best rec center, you're probably going to pay out more than if you go to a community college where you can get the same degree. And it also depends on market. I've talked to some people from California where the cost of living is super high, and they look at this six-figure income and they kind of shake their head at it because that doesn't go as far anymore in certain markets.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Adrian, does this what you think this the results would be dramatically different if we were in another economic time as opposed to the strong economy that we're in now?
I don't think the results would be so much different. I think we've heard a lot about, you know, wage growth has not followed the great economic, and I think we're waiting to see those numbers boost up. I think what's really changed is there's been a huge push in STEM. And also this list, let's remember, doesn't take into account there's also been a huge push in the trades, and you can still earn good incomes in a lot of the trades throughout the country. So let's keep those folks in mind.
All right. Adrian, good information. Thanks for being with us this morning here on the Opening Bell.
Thank you for having me.
Adrian Garcia from Bankrate.com. We'll link out to all of this information, but it's their rankings of the most and least valuable college majors.